Hello, Your Grace. I'm sending you this voice note in spite of your Do Not Disturb Discord status, under the assumption that you are, of course, very busy and will listen at your earliest convenience. I hope that the past 3 days have passed pleasantly. I hope you've enjoyed this evening's supper. I'm pleased to inform you that I am feeling much improved, and I will be able to return to my regular duties tomorrow morning. I wanted to refresh your memory regarding tomorrow's schedule. You have a Zoom meeting with your therapist at 1:30, and an appointment with the eye doctor at 4, but otherwise you should have the rest of the day free to do as you like. In addition, I plan to retrieve your car from the mechanics and pick up your newest prescription later in the evening. I would also like to apologize. While it was good of you to think of me, and I deeply appreciated your kindness, it doesn't change that what I allowed to occur was unprofessional and most inappropriate. Rest assured, it will not happen again, Your Grace. I look forward to helping you get your day started in the morning. Please have a pleasant evening. So dark. Your Grace? You're still in bed. Are you unwell? It is almost 11 o'clock and you have not yet rang for me. While it is a relief to hear that you did not catch anything after you visited me, you must pardon me if I remain less than reassured. Shall I turn on the light? No. As it pleases you, then, Your Grace. Did something happen during my time away? I did wonder what you were up to while I was getting over my dry throat. When you did not message me, I assumed it was because you were simply unavailable. My mind painted vivid watercolors of you having a stroll through the wildlife sanctuary, perhaps, or browsing through art books at the library, enjoying my cooking that I had left for you. It was quite pleasant to imagine. Disappointed? Me? I'm rather the opposite. I am hale and whole once again, and I have returned to where I am needed. I could not be more content. The only thing bothering me is that I am exceedingly worried about you, my dear. No, please. Please don't cry, Your Grace. Pardon my forwardness, but I cannot stand to see you cry. Yes, all right, I will continue holding you. You must not say such vicious things about yourself, Your Grace. Please listen to me very carefully. Whatever it is you think you've done to garner my disapproval, I would not dream of ridiculing you. I am yours. From the moment you hired me, my entire raison d'être has been to help you weather the slings and arrows of your own misfortune. You must realize that there is very little I would not do for you, Your Grace. Here, I must insist. Dry your eyes now. Use my handkerchief. Yes, these were a gift. My favorite aunt bought me several handkerchiefs for my birthday one year and embroidered little poodles in the center of each one. The real Riley is enjoying a piece of Himalayan yak cheese in the other room, if Your Grace is wondering.
May I get you a glass of water? Or perhaps a cup of tea? One moment. Masala chai with two raw sugars. I don't think I've ever worked for anyone who was half as appreciative of my talents as you are. Now, if you are certain you are not ill or overly fatigued, please tell me, what is the matter? Oh, Your Grace, no. I would be a brute and a hypocrite if I thought any less of you for being too depressed to get out of bed. I'm only aghast that I could not be here for you when you needed me. It is hardly my place to criticize your father's erroneous opinions of you. But the more you tell me about him, the more pleasantly surprised I am that you were able to become the kind and tolerant person I've grown to know. There really is no need to be so hard on yourself. Setbacks are a normal part of any attempt at improvement. Perhaps this means some slight changes are in order to make your routine work better for you. Or perhaps it simply means you perform better with companionship. I understand that perfectly, Your Grace. So do I. Either way, you can always start again. A few skipped walks, fried cheese for dinner, and 3 days of missed medication is nothing in the grand scheme of things. While I will stress that it is of utmost importance that you take your medicine regularly, allow me to remind you that it will be a few weeks yet before your body acclimates to this dosage, and I doubt you're in any danger of nasty side effects if you have some initial trouble getting into the habit. You are fine, Your Grace. This is hardly a bump in the road. Little lapses such as these will not erase all your hard work. Can you imagine if they did? I may not have recovered from my own maladies. I might still be ensconced in my old bedroom, despondent, Riley-less. And you and I would never have met. What a horrible thought. You have come very far, you know. May not seem like it right now, but you have, and I have no doubt that you will continue to do so. Would you care for more tea? If you do not mind me asking, was there perhaps something else troubling Your Grace? I just have a feeling. There is an itch inside me that has not yet been scratched to satiation. I have heard occasionally of clients who become inconsolable when parted from their valets for whatever reason. It's an understandable disruption of their routine. Suddenly they are all alone, with no one who knows their personality or everyday whims, forced to wrestle with decisions they are unaccustomed to even thinking about. But this morning seems altogether different. If I may be frank, you seemed unusually despondent when I entered the room. If there is something else yet unmentioned, I implore you to tell me. Your Grace, I have never considered the rapport we share to be inappropriate. Where on earth did you conceive such a notion? I see. Yes, that Discord voice note. It is no wonder you dreaded my arrival. I have given you an impression that is as terrible as it is untrue. When I said what I allowed to occur was unprofessional and inappropriate, I meant my own behavior, not yours. I am first and foremost your valet, Your Grace. I am duty-bound and expected to be courteous, dedicated, intuitive, and, most of all, reliable. I have worked for people who would have dismissed me on the spot if I so much as sniffled in front of them. I was ashamed that you saw me in such a state, and I felt compelled to say something that might renew your faith in my abilities. Alas, I'm afraid I phrased things rather poorly. But you must understand, your company is never unwelcome to me. You were a comfort beyond measure. Some may find that irregular of me, perhaps even questionable. But I don't care. I could never be ashamed of you. You are far too kind, Your Grace. I don't deserve... Well, if you insist that I have not failed you, then I will let the matter drop. Thank you, Your Grace. Your understanding truly knows no bounds. What a pair we make, Trapped in miseries of our own making, all for no reason. Today, let us both focus on feeling better, Well, to start, I should be pleased if Your Grace took a peek at today's breakfast. It is one of the new brunch recipes I wish to try out with you. Would you care to take it in bed or at the window? Yes, the bed does seem best for now. Would it be all right if I parted the curtains and let some sun and fresh air in? As imperative as this conversation has been, I would rather not continue it in the dark. I should not object if Your Grace wishes to remain entombed in gloomy shadows. However, I beg you to consider the possibility that I may begin to miss looking upon your face as we talk. Very good, Your Grace. There we are. Now. Poached eggs, simmered in a sauce made of diced tomatoes, bell peppers, eggplants, and warming spices. I recommend taking it on top of some of the garlic bread, perhaps with a spoonful of Greek yogurt, if that is to your liking. It gratifies me to hear it satisfies your palate. I did not have occasion to have it for breakfast myself, but it smelled so enticing while I was cooking that I was sure it would be suitable. Your Grace? Oh, I couldn't possibly. Please, enjoy your breakfast. Very well. Oh, my word, that's good. The perfect runny egg. Thank you for sharing. The dish is called shakshuka, although I've also heard it referred to as eggs in purgatory. Ironic, considering our morning chat. I'm simply glad we've succeeded in freeing ourselves from our respective purgatories. My heart feels lighter for it. Allow me to take your tray. You know, I half expected a rather different answer when I asked you if there was anything else on your mind. Your behavior led me to wonder if you weren't harboring unspoken affection. You spending 3 days in bed eating fried snacks was definitely a clue. But moreover, you have been distracted, restless, full of sighs and doldrums, and occasionally I will witness you gazing off at nothing with a sort of wistful desperation in your eyes. And then I'll ask you if you'd like your morning paper, and your face lights up like a sunrise. You're in love, aren't you, Your Grace? Well, as it turns out, so am I. There is only one solution to that that I can think of. Shall we take Riley for her morning walk next? Perhaps in 5 minutes.